Well, there's another issue, too, as we start to swing back into the specifics of this patient, Lita, which is, you know, what can we realistically offer them? You talked about goals, and I want you to analyze a little further what happened to this lady from January until last Sunday when she died, and not just from the point of view of sort of medically what happened, but did you, as a oncology professional, feel a sense of gratitude that because of your management, maybe she did better than she might have done? What happened?
Yeah, so again, we had numerous conversations with this woman, and her husband and daughter were always there. She had a wonderfully supportive family with her, always. She was never by herself. And yet she had a very, very difficult time talking about end-of-life issues and would always burst into tears, and you sort of couldn't get into the meat of some of it. And so we would open that door, maybe answer a question or two, and then that was enough for that day, and you got to know when to stop and not, you know, beat people over the head with bad news. And so we continued on and had very frank conversations even beginning in January about, is this what you want to do? Do you want to continue on? Understanding that that risk-benefit ratio may be tipping in the wrong direction in terms of the therapy may actually sort of worsen side effects and how you're feeling in general. And so it's always that balance.
Did the word hospice enter the conversation?
Yes. And so we always give patients permission. Don't be doing this. Don't continue on for your family. Don't continue on for us. Don't continue on because there's another chemotherapy that we haven't tried. This has to make sense for you, and you again have to understand what our goals are, and here are the potential risks for chemotherapy. So the last chemotherapy that she had just prior to January was an old regimen, so we gave her oral CMF, and after one cycle she ended up in the ICU with just horrible mucositis and pancytopenia, which she had done great on every other regimen, so it was a complete surprise and shock. So again, clearly the toxicities outweighed the benefits for her, but even after recovering from that, she said, I'm not ready. I want to go on. I understand what the toxicities are. And she had a very short but very significant response to a drug called eribulin. And I think it gave her some more time to really do some more planning and preparing, because when she really then kind of went down in the last 6 weeks or so, there was much less crying. Her family came in and they all agreed she was kind of in a better frame of mind and sort of ready.